I won't go into the day-to-day details of submarine life. I had to learn many new duties and skills. The learning didn't stop, but at least it was on-the-job training, not more school. I guess I did my job well enough. They never kicked me out of the Navy. I was promoted from ensign to lieutenant junior grade to lieutenant over my remaining years on the submarine. When my time was up, I resigned from the Navy after 5 years of service. Now I was ready to start my civilian life as a non-military person. After being in charge of a multi-million dollar nuclear submarine and living under strict disciplinary rules and regulations, there was nothing in the civilian world that could intimidate me. I had been there, done that. Now the year was 1980, and I was free. I was my own man, finally. In the Navy, we had used nuclear power to move our ship through the water and to make our own electricity under the water. The U.S. commercial nuclear power plant industry was using nuclear power only to make electricity. Nuclear heat made steam to turn a turbine, to turn a generator, to make electricity that went over power lines into your homes. It would be a nice change to go to work and see the sun every day. I was ready, very ready, to get started. As I mentioned in an earlier chapter, my nuclear training and my supervisory skills made me a very marketable, prospective employee. I was approached by Westinghouse Electric Company. They needed instructors to teach nuclear power plant operators how to operate a nuclear power plant. Since I already knew how to do that with a small shipboard power plant, I could quickly learn how to do that with a large-scale nuclear power plant. Westinghouse offered me a salary that was double my Navy pay. I accepted immediately. "Where are my orders?" I asked. "Orders?" the Westinghouse recruiter asked quizzically. "There are no orders out here, son. Just show up at work on Monday morning, 2 weeks from now, at this address. Wear a tie." My new address would be in Zion, Illinois. I got in my car with all my worldly possessions and drove northward. And that, my dear readers, turns the page to Chapter 4, My Early Westinghouse Years.